Last Saturday, David, on our broadcast Prophecy Today, we discussed what happened in Norman, Oklahoma. They had a prophecy conference out there, I believe was entitled the Blessed Hope Forum. And they had, I think, 33 different speakers. Of those speakers, there were some that were very godly, biblical teachers of the Word of God, the prophetic Word of God. We know them personally. But there was a group of guys who I think would have to fit into that definition, those postmodern prophetic paradigm preaching guys. And they were using sensationalism, false information, etc. That is dangerous, is it not, for the body of Christ if they get connected in studying prophecy that way?
Well, it really is. You know, I've heard that maybe there were up to 2,000 people in attendance, and I heard some great guys like Mark Hitchcock, Tommy Ice, Andy Woods, Randall Price, Ron Rhodes, really solid guys. But alongside them, they have Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, Derek Gilbert, Josh Peck, and it was also led by Gary Stearman, hosted by them. And these guys, most of them hold to what we have called the UFO Nephilim eschatology. You know, we hear a lot about fake news. Well, this is fake eschatology, talking about UFOs going to saying that even Nephilim may be existing today, black-eyed children, that the Antichrist is going to be a Nephilim, all kinds of strange teachings, and it's right alongside these very good Bible teachers, so it's an extremely confusing situation.
Well, we do have an exhortation in the Word of God to separate these types of meetings or conferences and do not have false teachers alongside of those solid men teaching the Word of God, because it causes confusion to the body, and they can be the body of Christ. The Christians that attend these conferences can be led into a wrong direction, can't they?
Well, they sure can. And so, for example, if you have Mark Hitchcock giving a very good message, for example, on the judgment seat of Christ, which was one of his messages, if he's followed by one of these other guys and he's bringing a sensational message, then just the human nature is going to be attracted to this false teaching, even more so than the Word of God, unfortunately, just due to the temptations involved with our human nature. And so the other problem is that if they're on the same stage together, then people are going to not be able to make the distinction between the good teaching from the solid guys, and they're going to gravitate toward the teaching from the other guys and think that the good guys are endorsing the bad guys. This is just a really bad situation. I try to avoid it. I know you try to avoid it. I'm not passing judgment. I'm just saying that we need to be really careful in these situations as leaders in the Christian community.